We go to the G&M Family Market phone line to talk with the head softball coach of the Maine Black Bears, Mike Kootz. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Well, welcome. I've been here a while, but welcome back to Maine. Welcome back to the East Coast and mountains that are at least a little easier to climb.
Yeah, exactly. But I can tell you from your intro that we had a little of that on the spring trip, some good, some bad, some ugly.
Yeah, well, you did. Look, you challenged yourselves and the team to take on a very, very tough preseason springtime schedule. You certainly did that, and you didn't rack up a lot of wins, but you played very competitive games.
Yeah, I know. It was an awesome trip. I mean, as tough as it was to play, the girls were engaged the whole time. They competed. They wanted to play those games and so forth. And, I mean, you know, you learn a lot about yourself, obviously. You learn a lot about what it takes to play at that level. You know, we ran into a little bit of a tough road when we lost our shortstop, Felicia Lennon. But, you know, overall, it was a very good trip. And certainly to see, I think we were in six different states. I mean, that was a huge part of it, too. And we got to the Grand Canyon, went through the Rocky Mountains. So there was a lot of really good stuff that happened when there.
Well, it's such a beautiful part of the country. Was that your first time in Montana?
First and probably last, yes.
That flight, I remember we went out there for football, and that I don't know if it's the same flight path, I assume, but that last 45 minutes where all you're seeing are mountain peaks, I got a little bit nervous at that.
Well, I got to tell you, we drove, actually. We drove
to
Denver. We drove from Denver to Utah and played Utah Valley and BYU, and then got up on a Thursday and drove to Montana, played there for the weekend, and then drove back to Salt Lake City to fly home.
Mike, this is Bruce. One of the questions I was going to ask you is this. You're traveling time zones. Kids are living out of suitcases. You're on a long road trip. Those states, you go to six states out there, that's like going to 24 states on the East Coast. Do you find that, though, later on in the season, that all that travel, they become battle-hardened?
Yeah, I think the big thing, to be honest with you, Bruce, is part of the strength and conditioning that we do during the season was to make sure that when we got to the end of the season, we were in good shape, and we were able to handle that. And I think, you know, we're supposed to go on a six-hour bus ride this weekend. Well, that's going to be a piece of cake for us after being 9 hours on the bus to Montana. So I think the big thing was, that, like I said, the girls really embraced it, and the girls really felt good about it. And we've had a couple days off. We practiced today, and they're excited to get back and play again.
Well, and so, yeah, you're back home, and already the schedule has been tweaked a little bit. Your games with Sacred Heart have been moved up to Saturday now.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain on Sunday, so we moved them to Saturday. Other people will tell you it's going to rain on Saturday. You know, I don't control the weather, therefore I don't worry about it.
The only good news is it's going to be 10 degrees warmer there Saturday than Sunday. So if it is a little, if it's a little wet, it's going to be 58 instead of 45, so it'll be good.
I'll take that.
What's the status of Felicia? How long before you think she'll be able to come back?
April 10th, she's supposed to get her cast off, and then from there, it's just kind of day-to-day to see how what she can do and so forth. So, you know, we're hoping that we get her back for April 20th when we play UMBC, and then after that, we got Binghamton, and after that, we got Albany. So the stretch run of the season, we hope we get her back for. You know, just having her back with the team has been a big plus. Like, when she hurt her hand, we ended up sending her home, so she was away for a week, but just her leadership and her presence and her personality is a positive thing for us.
And you talk about the travel, Mike, but I have to think the other thing that does, as you know, the travel like that, especially even more so when you're driving, I think it really binds you together as a team.
Oh, absolutely. The girls loved it. The other thing that was crazy is we went on that 8-hour bus ride to Montana, the VCR didn't work, so nobody could watch a movie. So you actually had to engage with each other and have conversations and have some fun. So it worked out all right.
That's old school kind of travel. That's like with Wink back in the day.
Absolutely. It was unbelievable. But, you know, you still got your phone, so every once in a while you'd hear one of the girls go, "I lost my service. You guys have service? I can't see anything on my phone." It was a little bit different.
Do they play? Do they now have to learn to play cards now and all the vices we had as young men?
No, none of that going on. Let's talk or let me be on my phone. Or, of course, we did some studying. We did have a couple study halls there while we were on the bus.
Well, we keep our fingers crossed for some good weather this weekend down in Connecticut as your Black Bears play Sacred Heart. That's good to have you back here in the Pine Tree State, Mike. Great talking with you as always. And we're going to make this a regular thing. You're going to join us every Thursday afternoon. So we'll see you in a week.
I love it. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mike. That's Mike Kuntz, head softball coach of the Black Bears here on Downtown.